नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदानुगै प्रवरं विहुधानुगै तप्तहेमनिकायाभं तप्तहेमनिकायाभं शीतिकंठं त्रिलोचनम् शीतिकंठं त्रिलोचनम् प्रसादसमुखं वीक्ष्य प्रसादसमुखं वीक्ष्य प्राणे मूर्जात कौतुका प्राणे मूर्जात कौतुका। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। तर्हि इन दैट वेरी मोमेंट एवा सर्टेनली सरसः फ्रॉम द वाटर तस्मात् देयरफॉर निष्क्रमांतम् coming out saha anugam accompanied by great souls upagiyamanam glorified by the followers amara pravaram the chief of the demigods vihuda anugai followed by his associates taptahema molten gold Nikayabham, bodily features, Shitikantham, blue throat, Trilochanam, with three eyes, Prasada, merciful, Sumukham, beautiful face, Vikshya, seeing, Pranemu, offered obeisances jata aroused kautukaha being amazed by the situation translation and purport by his divine grace ac bhaktivedanta swami shrila prabhupad translation the prachetas were fortunate to see lord shiva the chief of the demigods emerging from the water with his associates his bodily luster was just like molten gold his throat was bluish and he had three eyes which looked very mercifully upon his devotees he was accompanied by many musicians who were glorifying him as soon as the prachetas saw lord shiva they immediately offered their obeisances in great amazement and fell down at the lotus feet of the lord purport the word vibhudhanugai indicates that lord shiva is always accompanied by the denizens of the higher planets known as Gandharvas and Kinnaras. They are very expert in musical signs and Lord Shiva is worshipped by them constantly. In pictures, Lord Shiva is generally painted white, but here we find that the color of his skin is not exactly white, but like molten gold or a glowing yellowish color. Because Lord Shiva is always very, very merciful, his name is Ashutosh. Amongst all the demigods, Lord Shiva can be pacified even by the lowest class of men, who need only offer him obeisances and leaves of a bale tree. Thus, his name is Ashutosh, which means that he is pleased very quickly. Generally, those who are very fond of material prosperity approach Lord Shiva for such benedictions. The Lord, being very merciful, quickly awards all the blessings the devotees ask of him. The demons take advantage of this leniency and sometimes take benedictions from Lord Shiva, which can be very dangerous to others. For instance, Vrikrasura took a benediction from Lord Shiva by which he could kill everyone he touched on the head. Although Lord Shiva sometimes very liberally gives such benedictions to his devotees, the difficulty is that the demons, being very cunning, sometimes want to experiment improperly with such benedictions. For instance, after receiving his benediction, Vrikrasura tried to touch the head of Lord Shiva. Devotees of Lord Vishnu, however, have no desire for such benedictions, and Lord Vishnu does not give his devotees benedictions which would cause disturbance to the whole world. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्दा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो वी आर सीइंग ओवर हियर दिस इज चैप्टर 24 व्हिच इज गोइंग ऑन द सॉन्ग संग बाय लॉर्ड शिवा चैंटिंग द सॉन्ग संग बाय लॉर्ड शिवा इट इज आल्सो नोन एज रुद्र गीता। So in the Bhagavatam, there are many Gitas which come up. So one of them being Rudra Geet, and then further on in the 10th canto, there will be other Gitas also which will come up. Like there will be Yugala Gita, there will be Venu Geet, Gopi Geet, Viraha Geet, and then we see in further cantos, Uddhava Gita also comes up. So like that, there are various Gitas in the Bhagavatam, and this chapter is Rudra Geet, which is the instructions of Lord Shiva to the Prachetas. So it's actually very auspicious that we are discussing this chapter because Lord Shiva is one of the highest devotees in the material world, and it's very good to hear the instructions that he gives on devotional service to his devotees. So we know Maharaj Prithu's pastime got over in the 23rd chapter. For many chapters we were discussing about Maharaj Prithu, who is a Shakti Avesha Avatar of the Lord. So his pastimes got over, he went back to Godhead, and in this chapter the conversation between Maitreya Muni and Vidura is still continuing. So now Maitreya Muni is telling Vidura about the genealogy of Maharaj Prithu. So who were Maharaj Prithu's sons and what were their activities? So that is what is going on over here. So Maharaj Prithu's eldest son was known as Antardhan, and he was a very God-conscious person, very merciful, he was a Rajarishi, so he used to do lots of sacrifices. So Maitreya Muni gives a brief description about him, how he performed austerities and he went back to Godhead. And then he talks about the second son. And he says that in the genealogy of Maharaj Prithu, there is a son who is known as Barhi Sat, who is also known as Prachina Barhi. And this king was again, you know, they are coming in the lineage of Maharaj Prithu. So very, very powerful kings. Very much aware of the goal of human form of life. So he also used to perform lots of sacrifices. And he had married the daughter of the ocean god. And she was, you know, there's a brief description of how beautiful she was and very qualified as well. And they both had 10 sons who were known as the Prachetas. So it is described earlier on that King Prachina Barhi gives instructions to the Prachetas. So Prachina Barhi himself was given the instruction to be a progenitor. And therefore he also gives instructions to the Prachetas that y'all also become progenitors, because that time population of the universe was going on. You know, Lord Brahma's instructions were how to populate the universe. So he tells the Prachetas, y'all also become grahasthas and y'all also have progeny. But he also tells them, Prabhupada describes in the purport, he says that, you know, grahasthas means not that, you know, boy and girl fall in love and they just marry and try to have children. He said that before entering the grahastha ashram, a person should prepare himself or herself by doing lots of austerities, and then they should enter the grahastha ashram in the proper consciousness. Otherwise, grahastha ashram, Prabhupada says it's the safest ashram in Kali Yuga to go back to Godhead. But sometimes it can become a license for sense gratification if there is not proper training being given to the boy and the girl before they enter into the grahastha ashram. So we see King Prachina Barhi give these instructions. He tells the Prachetas, go and do austerities and then you'll have progeny. So following the instructions of their father, the Prachetas actually enter the ocean and they do austerities for 10,000 years underwater. And then Maitreya Muni is describing to Vidura that before they did all these austerities, they actually meet Lord Shiva while they were traveling in the forest. And Maitreya Muni further describes about Lord Shiva. And again, Vidura is very curious. Like sometimes we see, you know, especially talking about me, when we are studying...